Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
A standing room only Thanksgiving night crowd. The Waterloo Blackhawks impressed the 3,028 fans in attendance, scoring just 24 seconds into the game and leading wire to wire in a 4-1 victory. It's time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. The Blackhawks did score on the very first shift of the game. They did not wait long for this year's teddy bear toss, which is part of the Thanksgiving tradition over the last couple of decades at Young Arena. The goal that the Blackhawks scored tonight to begin that traditional teddy bear toss, the fastest ever under those circumstances. Jaden Kerr after it turns away from a check, moves into the corner, and then lifts it high off the glass. It bounds down through the neutral zone, pursued by Hillman, gets there, picks up the puck, centers one, stuff attempt by Baker. That stopped. Ruveris made the save. Now Procius shoots. He scores! Here come the Hawks! Just 24 seconds into the opening period, and playing in his 100th USHL regular season game, Tyler Procius gives the Hawks the lead. Second goal of the season for Procius, assisted by Hillman and Baker at the 24-second mark to give the Blackhawks a 1-0 lead. And after the delay to collect all the teddy bears thrown out onto the ice, play resumed. The 1-0 score held until almost the midpoint of the period when the Blackhawks added to their lead. Now a takeaway, and Lindbergh feeds it out to center. It's the Hawks' Gavin O'Connell with Lindbergh. They get to the line just onside. O'Connell in front, and a tip. Lindbergh scores! Here come the Hawks. The play just onside at the Cedar Rapids blue line as O'Connell and Lindbergh avoided each other, then spread apart. Lindbergh went to the net. O'Connell put the puck there, and Gavin Lindbergh has a point in 8 consecutive games with a goal here to make it 2-0 Blackhawks. Gavin Lindbergh becoming the Blackhawks' leading scorer for the season, his 5th goal of the year, his 15th point, assisted by O'Connell and Sam Rinzel at 9:34 of the first period, and the Blackhawks were on top 2-0. They got an early start in the second, not quite as quick as the opening goal of the game in the first period, but the fans didn't have to wait long to make some more noise, just 2:10 out of intermission. Left of the net, it's Pionk for Waterloo. Snapped one out to center. Brown taps it to McLean. Coming up the ice, 3-on-2. McLean setting up Brown's one-timer. He scores! Here come the Hawks! It looked like the Blackhawks looked around and realized they were on a 3-on-2, so Brown wound up and McLean put it right in front of him, setting the table. Brown blasted it by, and it's 3-0 Waterloo at 2:10 of the second period. Fourth goal of this season for Connor Brown, assisted by Jake McLean and Jaden Kerr at 2:10 of the second. Waterloo up 3-0, and they added to the lead further with not quite 6.5 minutes gone in period two. Britzkovian and McLean dueling, and Rinzel keeps it in, fed it into the slot. It's Pionk moving in for a shot. He scores, sending the water bottle flying behind Bruveris. Aaron Pionk has made it 4-0 Waterloo. Pionk's 5th of the season, assisted by Sam Rinzel, and a second assist on that goal to Jake McLean, giving the Blackhawks a 4-0 lead at 6:26 of the second period. Bruveris did not come out of the game immediately, but was lifted at the next stoppage after that. And Sam Scopa entered. Scopa stopped everything that came his way, but the Blackhawks with a big enough lead to make it stand up. The only goal in the third period and the only goal the rest of the way after that second period score by Pionk came with 5.5 minutes to go in regulation. Zachariah Wisdom set up in the slot with a nice effort by Tyson Gross to get the puck out of the right wing corner. Wisdom put the puck off the crossbar and in from Gross, and a second assist to Ryan O'Connell of the Rough Riders. Cedar Rapids did have a late power play after that, but could not capitalize despite a close call where there was a review. The call on the ice was no goal, and that did stand up as the official ruling, and the game finished with a 4-1 score. Cedar Rapids had 5 power plays, the Blackhawks with 2, but all the scoring in this one was done at even strength after there was just 1 5-on-5 goal between the two teams when the Rough Riders topped the Blackhawks 4-2 in mid-October. A lot of 5-on-5 scoring tonight to balance things back out. In the third period, Waterloo outshot the Rough Riders 10-9 for the game. The Blackhawks with 29 shots on goal to 23 for the visiting Rough Riders. Jack Spicer stays perfect this season. His sixth win in six starts, 22 saves to get it. And his effort tonight will help both his goals against average, which was already under two, and his save percentage, which was at 94 coming into the game. Both those numbers will be even better. He was already the league leader in both categories. The loss to Bruno Bruveris, he stopped 11 shots of 15 that he faced. The other netminder, Sam Scopa, on in relief, made 14 saves on 14 shots against. And that's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Prepare your holiday meals on a Traeger grill. Barbecue, braise, roast, smoke, bake, and grill with Traeger Grills from Ted's Home and Hardware. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. It's the 13th time in 22 Thanksgiving meetings that the Blackhawks have beaten the Rough Riders. If you don't like the number 13, how about seven consecutive wins for the Waterloo Blackhawks during the month of November? And the month finishes with a rematch between these two teams coming up on Saturday in Cedar Rapids.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.